With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Haya Panjabi reports on a former police chief's failed prison escape.
An ex-police chief and convicted killer who escaped from an Arkansas prison has been captured. A man known as the Devil in the Ozarks has been captured after his escape triggered a massive, nearly two-weeks-long manhunt in the mountains of northern Arkansas. Grant Hardin was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape. A spokesperson for the Arkansas prison system says Hardin tried to run away from officers when he saw them approach, but was quickly tackled to the ground. I'm Haya Panjwani.
U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. The unemployment rate held at 4.2%. The president says he wants that big, beautiful bill of tax breaks and spending cuts on his desk by the 4th of July. And he also disputes claims that it will gut Medicaid.
So Medicare, Medicaid, they just make statements. Oh, he's going to talk. We're not touching it other than waste, fraud, and abuse.
Kilmar Abrego-Garcia returned to the U.S. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego-Garcia is facing human trafficking charges from a 2022 vehicle stop.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego-Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
That vehicle stop 3 years ago was in Tennessee. The report says he was bringing in people to Maryland to perform construction work. He was never charged with a crime. Abrego-Garcia's attorneys say the government is hiding behind the misconduct of mistakenly deporting him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says U.S. and Chinese officials will meet in London next week for a new round of trade talks, and the meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and the Chinese premier. This is SRN News. Another case brought by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The historic civil rights organization has released its annual list of hate groups, and once again it has selected several mainstream evangelical Christian ministries because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Focus on the Family has been placed on the SPLC's Hate Watch Extremist Rundown, along with the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom and Moms for Liberty, which fights transgenderism in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of major corporations are refusing to fund such events under pressure from many unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride, it produces one of the country's largest and most notorious gay pride parades, facing about a $200 budget shortfall. That's after corporate donors decided to drop their support. This is SRN News. China expert and author Gordon Chang says he's not surprised by the arrest of two Chinese nationals for smuggling a biological pathogen into the U.S.
We have seen the Chinese use farmland, for instance, in Oklahoma to base human trafficking operations. And many of the illegal marijuana grows in our country, Maine, Oklahoma, elsewhere, that's Chinese run.
And Chang says there's no question that the Chinese Communist Party would like to undermine agriculture inside the United States.
Agriculture is a core of American society, and we cannot allow the Chinese to weaken it or destroy it. It's very important, food mentality in China, because they're not food self-sufficient. We are, but China would like to make sure that we are not.
Gordon Chang is author of Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. More on these stories at srnnews.com.